This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it, my friends. It is Monday on the Steve Gruber Show. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a chance to get out and enjoy it. I got to be honest, I feel that summer is slipping away quickly, so I made some last-minute adjustments and decisions and decided, well, maybe it was time to enjoy just a little bit more of pure Michigan. And wheeled it back north to our Northern Michigan studios in Boyne City because, you know what, Labor Day is almost here. It's hard for me to believe. It's been a terrific summer. And it's hard for me to believe that it's racing away so fast. Now, having said that, I've noticed in the forecast here a day or two ago that finally a heat wave, a real honest to goodness heat wave coming to Michigan. I mean, how long has it been? When was the last time we had an actual, heat wave, a stifling? Couldn't stand to go outside, didn't want to move, didn't want to be in the sun, stifling heat wave. I can't remember the last one. I do remember as a kid, back before everybody had air conditioning, we'd see several days each summer where it'd be 95 degrees and 95 humidity. Overnight temperatures would be in the 70s. It would happen all the time. We'd wake up soaking wet. I mean, if you were lucky, you had some cheap box fan, but you'd crack the window and hope the mosquitoes didn't eat you alive and little cracks in the screen. That's the way I grew up. And now these days we're told about global warming, that it's making it hotter than it's ever been. But I'm sorry, how old are you? You remember those smoking hot summers? You must, the 70s and 80s. We haven't seen a heat wave in a very long time. Well, that could change here in a couple of days. And I don't know if it's a heat wave or a couple of days that might just reach 90. In respect of the strongest El Nino in years, we get some heat. Forecasters say that by the end of the week, we could all be baking in the 90s for a few days anyhow. It makes me think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. Yeah, that's a stolen line. You got it. For the worshippers of green theology on the left, they will point to the thermometer and scream, "See, it's global warming." For the rest of us, we'll probably just yawn and say, "Look, it's a thing we like to call summer around here." But in respect of summer, President Obama will be traveling to Alaska to declare, in the name of global warming, that we are renaming America's highest mountain, Mount McKinley. Mount McKinley will be renamed here on a trip. Has the president even been to Alaska ever? I don't know if he has or hasn't. But Ohio lawmakers not impressed. McKinley, the 25th president of the United States. Mount McKinley has held that name for over 100 years. McKinley murdered in office. And Congressman Bob Gibbs said in a statement, "This landmark is a testament to his countless years of service to our country." And described Obama's action as constitutional overreach, saying that an act of Congress was required to rename the mountain because a new law, formally naming it after McKinley, was passed in 1917. This political stunt is insulting to all Ohio residents and I will be working with the House Committee on Natural Resources to determine what can be done to prevent this action. He wants to name it Denali, of course, which is the Athabascan word for the high one. Maybe that could refer to, you know, you got it. The high one. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio also blasted the decision as yet another example of the president going around Congress. While House Speaker John Boehner said the naming of the mountain after McKinley was a testament to the 25th president's great legacy, deeply disappointed in the decision, he said. The state of Alaska has had a standing request to change the name to Denali, dating back to 1975, when the legislature passed a resolution and then Governor Jay Hammond appealed to the federal government. But those efforts and legislation in Congress have been stymied by members of Ohio's congressional delegation. Even when Mount McKinley National Park was renamed Denali National Park in 1980, the federal government retained Mount McKinley as the same name of the actual peak that rises 20,320 feet. In fact, I'll tell you something. Here's a little something for you. Might win you a beer along the way. Mount McKinley is the highest mountain in the world from base to summit. It's the highest vertical in the world, but I bet you didn't know that. It's not the tallest overall, but from the base to the summit, it's the biggest hill on the planet. Mount McKinley is. Back in 1896, a prospector in the mountains of Central Alaska named the range after William McKinley upon learning that he had been nominated as a candidate for United States president. McKinley killed an office shot 6 months into his second term, making way for Teddy Roosevelt to become president. Meanwhile, Senator Lisa Murkowski, also a Republican who had pushed legislation for years to change the name, said Alaskans were honored to recognize the mountain as Denali. Of course, she's been a bit of a rebel for a long time. I'd like to thank the president for working with us to achieve this significant change to show respect and honor and gratitude to the Athabascan people of Alaska, Murkowski said in a video message recorded atop the mountain's Ruth Glacier, with cloudy snow-capped peaks behind her. Obama will not personally visit the mountain during his stay in Alaska, which runs through Wednesday. He'll spend most of his trip in Anchorage, south of the peak, where he will attend a State Department-sponsored meeting on climate change. Of course, climate change. Climate change. Ah, yes. The conference will bring together foreign ministers of Arctic nations and key non-Arctic states with scientists, policymakers, and stakeholders. So you see, it really doesn't have anything to do with honoring the Athabascan people. It has to do with politics and making a statement during a global warming get-together. We'll just change a mountain to make me feel good for the weekend. Well, you'll have that. It is 14 after the hour on this Monday. Welcome to it, my friends. So much to cover this day. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. You can get a hold of us at 888-900-9966. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and I'll be right back.